The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday, the first Saturday of the Saratoga meeting. We welcome you, but we come to you directly from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, home base, Sports Talk 1400 AM on the radio, 107.1 FM on the radio, and of course, here from the South Point Studios at the South Point streaming network at YouTube. And if you haven't tried that out, do it. Just go to YouTube, put South Point Studio in the search bar, click that, and you get right to us. You can see us and hear us here from the South Point Studios and, of course, the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. Well, finally, we're going to get small, and I mean small relief from the heat wave that we've been having here in Las Vegas today. Right now outside, it's 93 degrees. Kind of hot for this time of the morning, but we're not going to break 110 today. We're going to be at 109 degrees, our top off today, 109 degrees. And it looks like we won't resume to the 110 or more until about Tuesday or Thursday of next week. So we are getting a little break in the heat here in Las Vegas, but we continue to tell you to stay hydrated. Please stay hydrated. There's still the heat, the big heat wave over the southwest, that's for sure. Look, Phoenix, Arizona is going to be 113 today, but you got 100 degrees in Boise. You got 103 in Salt Lake City. These places don't get that hot usually. Lubbock, Texas, 98. Minneapolis, St. Paul, it's 91 there. You got 95 in Charlotte. You got 93 in Washington, 84 in New York. That's a little bit better there. And Jonathan Hardoon tells us it's going to be a really, really nice day at Saratoga. Did have a few showers overnight, but nothing to talk about. And so although the East Coast itself is going through a lot of rain this weekend, there'll be a lot of off tracks on the East Coast racetracks. As far as Saratoga is concerned, it is fine, only the rain and all that stuff there on the East Coast. And that's about all of the weather we have to report as far as precipitation is concerned. But remember to stay hydrated out there, okay? Because it's still hot. But 109 degrees here in Las Vegas after the 118s and 120 that we had the last Sunday is a relief for us, trust me. Of course, fast, firm, and perfect always, and nice and cool in the race book here in the South Point here right behind us. Okay, so we got going into this weekend, first weekend at Saratoga. This will be the third day of racing there. The second day of racing was yesterday at Saratoga. And it looks like it's a mix of a whole lot of other different things. I'm going to tell you, it's up and down with the big prices, dead favorites, etc. But we will take that attack again today with our handicappers. Handicappers are 0 for Saratoga right now for the first 2 days. So, you know, we hope they're like the old saying of the month of March, you know, go in like a lamb, but go out like a lion. Let's do that for Saratoga. Let's see if we can get the guys off the schneid today for you racing fans. Taking a look ahead at some of the racing coming up, the big races coming up. Of course, as you know, the Haskell Stakes at Monmouth Park will be 1 week from today. The Haskell will be a week from today. They're going to draw for the Haskell on Wednesday, one of the big races for three-year-olds left in the country. And Mystic Dan, who was expected to go in the Travers, was transferred from Saratoga, and he is now training at Keeneland. So it looks like he probably won't be going in the Travers. Now, Seize the Gray, Dwayne Lucas said the Preakness winner Seize the Gray will not perform, will not go in the Haskell next Saturday at Monmouth. He's pointing towards the Travers Stakes. He's going to start off with a start possibly in the Jim Dandy, which is the prep at Saratoga for the Travers on the 27th of this month. And then, of course, on the Travers on the 24th of August. So some of the keys there. So the Derby winner looks like he won't participate in either the Haskell or the Travers, transferred to Keeneland for training. We're gonna figure that if he was going in either one of those two races, he'd be training and staying at Saratoga or down to Monmouth Park. And again, they draw for the Haskell next, coming up on Wednesday for next Saturday's race. Danny Gargan, the trainer, who was so vocal and screaming and yelling in his phone after the Schuylerville debacle at the starting gate with his horse, Complexion, he got fined. He got fined $1,000 by the stewards for his outburst as far as his criticism to them. I guess it was pretty obvious. It was pretty evident when he was standing near the winner's circle waiting for his horse to get back that he was on his cell phone screaming and looking up to the stewards about their decision to run his horse in the race. So he got a $1,000 fine for that. And so I hope it was worth it for Danny, for sure. Okay, so on today's show, we got, the big stakes races at Saratoga that include the Diana Stakes, which half of the field, five starters out of the 10 will be trained by Chad Brown, who is going for his ninth Diana, his eighth out of the last seven of them. But it looks like there's one horse in the race that could upset all five of those. We'll wait and see about that with Jonathan Hardoon. And, of course, the Sanford Stakes for the two-year-olds. In this race, and there's a big important scratch in the Sanford, a horse that I was really looking forward to seeing return again. But Jonathan reports to me earlier today that the number one horse, Menfi, the one horse, the big favorite, Menfi, has been withdrawn in the race. So the one is scratched out of the Sanford. So that'll now leave a wide open field of 7 2-year-olds going in that supporting feature today at Saratoga. Taking a look at what happened yesterday at Saratoga, well, Brittany Russell got a win. She got her win in the second race with Dillinger, with I Red Ortiz Jr. aboard, paying $5.90. And, of course, the big winner of the day came in the fifth race, a $71.50 shocker in the fifth race, Disco Dino. Disco Dino paid $71.50 under Kaibar Koa to win that race. That helped out the early pick five. That was the anchor in the early pick five with prices of $15.40, $5.90, $13, even $7.20, and the $71.50 winner. That pick five came back for 50 cents, $22,221.75. The late pick five just paid a little over $1,100. And the winner of the two stakes races yesterday at Saratoga, the Wilton for three-year-old fillies at a mile, was won by Miss Justify, who rolled up the rail under Flavian Pratt. Got a great ride by Flavian Pratt to win Miss Justify, an offspring, of course, of Justify. Trained by Todd Pletcher, wins the Wilton, paying $7.50. And that was Flavian Pratt's third win of the day. So he was the riding star yesterday at Saratoga, winning three of the first eight races yesterday at Saratoga. Miss Justify wins it. Outrunning Striker has Dial. And the third place finisher was Corby, finishing third in that race. Okay, then we go to the Coronation Cup for three-year-old fillies at 6.5 furlongs on the Mellon Turf Course. There, the winner was Twirling Queen under a solid ride by Louis Saez, paying $9.40, outrunning Carew and Cloudwalker, who finished third. Pick six yesterday at Saratoga. Oh, listen to this. Winning prices, it started out with the $71.50 winner. If you were still alive after that, then came a $4.10 winner in the sixth race, the favorite there for trainer Mark Cassie. Then you had a $20.60 winner, that $7.50 winner in the Wilton, the $9.40 winner in the Coronation Cup, and the last race paid $9.30. So outside of the $71 and $20 winner, Well, it might have been easy to hit the pick six, but you had to have those two, and somebody did have those two. The pick six yesterday at Saratoga paid $256,661, I should say, and 50 cents. $256,661.50 in the pick six score yesterday at Saratoga. And by the way, that last race winner, the $9.30 winner, was followed by three bombers right behind it. That dollar superfecta paid $20,140.50. So there were some scores to be made yesterday at Saratoga and some middle-priced winners, etc. Colonial Downs canceled yesterday because of the weather. They had hard rain there at Colonial Downs, so there was no racing yesterday at Colonial. So Rich Ang's pick did not go, so no harm, no foul there. And, of course, we expect Colonial Downs to run today. Again, a lot of rain up and down the East Coast, so keep an eye on the track conditions for all of those racetracks on the East Coast. All right, well, that's about all the news we have for you today. We got to get started with our handicappers, Jonathan Ardoon, of course, Rich Ang, John Lindo, and Jerry J. So without any further ado, on this first Saturday of Saratoga, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, we'll take our first break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Our gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world, Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun. And our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn, and so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai-Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
I want to remind everybody out there that we're on 7 to 8 a.m. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, coming to you right live and direct on all of our platforms. Of course, our radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. You got all of the websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, with the apps. Your KSHP app that you can hear us, and of course the YouTube app that you can see and hear us on your Android or your iPhone, and of course anywhere else you get your podcasting as well. So we welcome all of you to the show, and we understand and we know that all of you are in different time zones. I mean, we go all over the world, so we know a lot of you are in different time zones. Want to remind you, as we always do on this racing menu that we're about to give you, the first post times are that of the Pacific time zone, because these will be the first post times that roll out in our race books today, especially here in the one behind me at the South Point. So if you're listening in another time zone and not here in the Pacific time zone, adjust from the Pacific time zone to whatever time zone you're in. This way you'll be all set and ready to go where you're at for these races and you won't have a chance to miss anything. Miss a bet like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go with the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 9 races today. Their first post time is at 9:25 at Laurel. They got a small pick 6 jackpot carryover of $1,434 today at Laurel. Again, 9 races and a first post time of 9:25. Next comes Delaware Park. Delaware Park has 8 races. Their first post time is at 9:30. Then we go to Belterra Park. Belterra Park has a super high 5 carryover today of $3,480 at Belterra today. And their first post time at Belterra for 8 races set at 9:35 at Belterra. Then we go to Saratoga in upstate New York. Saratoga. Now they say it's fast and firm. That's what they say at Saratoga. That's the conditions there. And all the races that are scheduled for the turf will stay on the turf, which means that the 6th, 9th, and 12th races will stay on the Mellon Turf Course, and the Inner Turf Course will host races 2, 5, and 10, fast and firms, and it's going to be sunny and 75 degrees, they say, at Saratoga today. So that's what we got going there at Saratoga, and of course, no carryover in the pick 6 because they hit it yesterday. You got 3 stakes races today at Saratoga. They'll roll out like this. The Kelso, which is just the second race on the card. The Kelso comes up early. The Kelso Stakes, second race on the card at 1 mile on the Inner Turf Course for 4-year-olds and up, features a compact field of 6. I believe that number 6 was entered for main track only, so that horse should be scratched. Mysterious Knight is the 8-5 favorite then, which will probably be a 5-horse field in the Kelso. But it's a competitive race. There are 2 horses in the race, also morning blind at 2-1, so we'll wait and see about that. The Kelso, Mysterious Knight with a Flavian Pratt, 8-5 on the morning line. Then we'll go to the 10th race. The 10th race is the Grade 1 $500,000 Diana. It's at 1 1/8 on the Inner Turf Course for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. A field of 11 goes. A field of 11, they say. But the 11 Venti Valentine, I think, is a main track only anyhow, so that one will be scratched. That means 10 are entered left in this race. Half of them are trained by Chad Brown. Chad Brown's entries include Caprice, Gianna Romantica, White Beam, Fluffy Socks, and Chili Flag. However, in this race, there's a lot of attention being added to number 4, Didia, which is 7-2 on the morning line with Jose Ortiz aboard. And that will be the morning line favorite in this wide-open Diana, where Chad Brown goes for his 9th Diana win in the last, I should say, it's 9th Diana win out of starts there. All right, and then the 11th race is the $175,000 Grade 3 Sanford for 2-year-olds at 6 furlongs. As we mentioned earlier, number 1, Menti, which was the 6-5 favorite in this race, has been scratched, of course, pitched to fever. So the 1 is out of that one. And so the next on the morning line would be Studley Do Right at 7-2. So you got a field of 7. Now, wide open affair, the Sanford, which is the 11th race for 2-year-olds at 6 furlongs. 12 races overall today at Saratoga and a first post time of 9:35. All right, then we go to Ellis Park. Pick 6 jackpot carryover there at Ellis, $30,404. 9 races, first post time 9:50. Monmouth Park's got a nice big pick 6 jackpot carryover, $274,648 for the pick 6 jackpot carryover in Monmouth. 10 races, first post time 9:50. The $100,000 Blue Sparkler Stakes will be the 9th and featured at 5.5 furlongs on the turf for 3-year-old fillies. A field of 10 in that one before any scratches, and the 2-1 favorite there is Tiffany Gold with Paco Lopez. First post time at Monmouth, 9:50. Then, of course, we have Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has 11 races. Their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $74,987. And their feature race is the 10th race on the card, the Azalea, the $95,000 Azalea at 7 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies. 7 go to the post in this one. 2-1 favorite is Mushia with Mr. Perez aboard. That's the 10th on the card, Gulfstream's 11 race card. First post time, 9:55. Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine has a super high 5 jackpot carryover, of $21,373. And they have a first post time of 10:05 at Woodbine there. 10 races today. A couple of stakes races. The $125,000 My Dear Stakes for two-year-old fillies at 5.5 furlongs will be the eighth race on the card, where a field of nine and a pretty wide-open event. Bullet is the 2-1 favorite with Pat Husbands aboard. Following that, the ninth race will be the $100,000 Belayed Stakes. 6 furlongs, fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up, with a field of nine in that. And the 2-1 favorite there is Miss Speedy with Mr. Savici aboard. First post time for 10 races at Woodbine is at 10:05. 10:05 at Woodbine today. Colonial Downs, that was canceled yesterday because of bad weather, is set to go today with a first post time of 10:30. 10:30 at Colonial Downs. Pick 6 carryover there, $1,516. That's the pick 6, a regular pick 6 carryover at Woodbine. And a first post time at Woodbine is at 10:30. They have 3 stakes races today. The $125,000 Boston at a mile on the turf for three-year-olds features a field of 8, where the 9-5 favorite is In a Jam. The $125,000 Beverly D Preview, obviously for the Beverly D Stakes later on, at a mile and 16th on the turf for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, a field of 8. And Death is the 2-1 favorite there, with Hector Barrios going to Colonial Downs to ride today. And the $125,000 Million Preview, the preview for the Arlington Million, at a mile and 1/8 on the turf for three-year-olds and up, is the eighth race, a field of 6 there. Even money favorite is Integration with Kendrick Carmouche, who is also there at Colonial Downs today. 9 races, first post time is at 10:30 today at Colonial Downs. All right, then we go to Emerald Downs. Emerald Downs has 8 races. Their first post time is 1:30. The $50,000 Irish Day Stakes is their second and featured race at Emerald Downs. And again, first post time at Emerald is set at 1:30. Then we go to Horseshoe Indianapolis. 9 races there. You have 8 thoroughbred races. The last race will be a quarter horse race. And out of the 8 thoroughbred races, 2 stakes races go in there. The $150,000 Horseshoe Indianapolis at a mile on the turf is the 4th race on the card, with a full field there and a wide-open event. And the $150,000 Caesar Stakes at a mile on the turf for three-year-olds is the 5th race, a field of 8 there. Twirling Point is the 9-5 favorite, with Florent Garreau going to Horseshoe Indianapolis to ride that favorite in the Caesars. First post time at Horseshoe Indianapolis is set at 2:00, 2:00 this afternoon at Horseshoe Indianapolis. And then we have Canterbury Park. Canterbury Park has 8 races. They got a pick 5 carryover at Canterbury Park. Regular pick 5 carryover, $17,585. First post time at Canterbury, 3:10 for their 8 races. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. First post time, 3:30. Prairie Meadows, first post time, 4 p.m. for 10 races. First 3 will be quarter horses, and the last 7 will be thoroughbreds at Prairie Meadows. And again, their first post time there at Prairie Meadows is set at 4 p.m. Charlestown has their first post at 4 p.m. as well. They've got 8 races there. Charlestown, pick 6 jackpot carryover, $3,599. And then we'll go to the fair at Sacramento, the Sacramento State Fair in Northern California. 6 races, just 6 races there. First post time is 5 p.m. at Sacramento. And then Los Alamitos wraps it up. Los Alamitos, 8 races there with a first post time of 6 p.m. And I want to remind everybody out there that here at the South Point, they do import, and you can bet Australian racing. There's 4 tracks for Australian racing tonight, and you can get the Australian racing here. It starts about 4 or 5 o'clock. 4 tracks from Australia. You can bet the Australian racing here at the South Point Racebook. Okay, that's it. Time to go to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. You know, it's first weekend at Saratoga, and we're looking to get some winners out of you guys. But it's a hell of I'll tell you what, the last 2 days, I mean, the cards have been just great, some great racing, but it's been pretty hard to find the winners.
Well, only 2 winners yesterday, each getting over 200,000. So that pick 6 was not easy. And by the way, the horses that ran 2nd and 3rd in the nightcap would have resulted in another carryover, which it would have made today totally crazy. So maybe it was good that it was hit.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to think that they would have been carryovers, because look at the bomber price in the last superfecta with those guys finished the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Okay, the Diana today. We're going to have 10 in it. Of course, the main track only is scratched. And half of the field is trained by Mr. Brown. But you don't buy into it.
Well, he certainly has horses in there that could win. I mean, you can make a case for at least three of them. This is actually one of my official radio plays, and I really like the number four horse in here, Didia. This is a six-year-old mare from the Ignacio Correa barn. The interesting thing about this horse is, Ralph, she's the 7-2 morning line favorite, but I could guarantee you that one of the Chad Brown horses are going to go off short, and probably White Beam, the horse that Flavian Pratt's riding. Anyway, Didia, just an improving six-year-old. This guy's done a terrific job spacing her races. Her last win came at Saratoga during the Belmont weekend festival. Jose Ortiz sticks. I think this you're going to get every bit of the 7-2, and I think that's a fair price on number four, Didia.
So you're going to upset Chad Brown and his fivesome in the race, and you're going to take number four, Didia, Jose Ortiz aboard. Didia is your official pick as well on the show today in the 10th race, the Diana number four, Didia in the race. So, I'm wondering how Moria is going to do in this race because she was such a big factor in at Woodbine. She was the Canadian Horse of the Year a couple of years ago, but she has tailed off a little bit, hasn't she?
And she's coming off of a layoff, Ralph. You know, congratulations to the Connections. They bought this horse at a sale last year for $3 million, and they're keeping her in racing this year. I guess they're trying to get the grade one under her belt for breeding purposes, but she is coming off of a layoff. She's a terrific horse, but again, off of a layoff, I think she's going to be somewhat vulnerable.
And Jose's brother, Irad, sits aboard Chili Flag, which is part of the five that Chad Brown has in the race, draws an outside post for the mile and one-eighth on the inner turf course. But out of the Chad Brown horses, I guess this one is the one that they're looking to be the favorite of the Chad Brown entries.
No, I think it's going to be White Beam, Ralph. White Beam has a race at Saratoga last year, the very same race. This horse happened to have won. Flavian Pratt's aboard. Not much speed in this race. So, they're going to send White Beam. And I think that's the Chad Brown to beat out of the five Chad Brown horses.
Okay. All right. And of course, Flavian Pratt settling in very well at Saratoga. Was the riding star yesterday with three wins. And he's been putting on some clinical rides, too. They've been great rides.
And he's not going anywhere. So Ortiz brothers, beware. No walkovers this year as far as the riding title is concerned.
All right. And some of the top jocks that have been there at Saratoga and will be riding at Saratoga, got their tack in the jocks room there, going down to Colonial Downs to ride some of those preview races. Colonial Downs, of course, now the host track for the big races that were once upon a time at Arlington Park and the Beverly D and the Arlington Million, and they're having their previews today down there.
Yeah, they were forced to cancel yesterday due to weather. Churchill Downs purchased Colonial Downs a few years ago, and they decided, we spoke about it earlier this week, they just decided to run up on weekends against Saratoga and Del Mar. I can't understand why. They used to run on Mondays and Tuesdays and be the only game in town. They had a terrific handle on those days, but they're opting to run against the big boys.
Jonathan, and looking at just, of course, only 2 days at Saratoga, anything we should know about either track bias or angles of betting early?
Well, it's been a little speedy as far as the sprint races are concerned, but it's pretty much for the most part a fair racetrack. You can win from anywhere, but again, sprinting speed looks like it's been a better way to go if you had an option. But again, they're full fields, Ralph. You got horses coming from all over the country, from Churchill, from, everywhere. And it's a little tough handicapping to begin with. Obviously, you could see by some of the prices. Mm-hmm. But if you get lucky and you connect the dots, you have an opportunity to make a real score.
Well, I know in the last 2 days at Saratoga and the races, the last 2 days, out of those races, seven winners of the 2 days have come from Churchill Downs.
Yeah, and it used to be Churchill horses used to need a race over this track in years past, but for actually the last couple of years, They shipped them in ready to run. Some trainers are coming in early. Steve Asmussen brought some horses early. So I think that's really going to make the difference. They're working them over the track, so that could only help.
And they're coming from everywhere. Like you said, they're coming from everywhere. I mean, we had a winner at Saratoga yesterday from Finger Lakes. Their last race was at Finger Lakes, so...
Yeah, the first leg of the Pick Six, the horse that paid 80-some. He couldn't win Finger Lakes, but he shipped down to Saratoga and won.
Yeah, the $71 horse, yeah, really something. Hey, do you have another pick for us?
We do. We're going to actually look at Gulfstream. We did Gulfstream today. Usually we stick to Del Mar and Saratoga, but we needed a second track. And look, let's look at the 10th race today, 7 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 5 horse in here, Hall and Ice. 3-year-old filly from the Red Hot Safi Joseph Barn. Amicio Jaramillo aboard to ride. She's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. Safi Joseph has the 3 horse in there, the 8-5 morning line favorite, but we're going to beat that one with the other Safi Joseph horse, number 5, Hall and Ice, 10th race today out at Gulfstream Park.
So you're looking for the hidden entry angle with the uncoupled entry of a trainer, and you're going to go for the longer of the two prices. That, of course, is the Azalea Stakes, the 10th race on the card at Gulfstream. You like the 5, Hall and Ice, which definitely we could use out here in the weather we have here.
Everywhere in the country. It's a beautiful day, by the way, here in Saratoga. It's just hot, but the sun is shining, not a cloud in the sky. Really the nicest day of the meet so far.
All right, you got it, my man. 10th race, Gulfstream, number 5. And we will let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right, when we come back, Rich Eng standing by, and then, of course, we'll have John Lendo and Jerry J, so don't go away. We're just rolling along on this Saturday card, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at T2T.org.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby. South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes 2 XD extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
you back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. I want to give you a heads up. There's some technical difficulties with Richie. He can't connect with us. So what we are going to do is just remind you that he does have a sheet. His sheet is available at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. And today, you know, he's having a sheet that kind of he looks for the best plays around the country right now until Del Mar starts. And so today he has selections at Prairie Meadows, Horseshoe Indianapolis, Canterbury Park, Laurel Park, Colonial Downs, Gulfstream, Belterra, and Saratoga. So you want to pick up his sheet there and get a few picks from him off of his sheet. It's available right now. Key plays at all those racetracks for today's racing at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. So we're going to go and take another break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up with John and Jerry. So don't go away.
We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside. Or maybe you're in the mood for seafood. Big Sur Oyster Bar has fresh seafood prepared right before your eyes. Savor freshly shucked oysters, crab legs jambalaya, shrimp and lobster, beers on tap, and a selection of fine wines are perfect to pair with your seafood favorite. Whether lunch or dinner, you'll love this fun atmosphere located just off the casino floor. Ready to shake things up? Step back in time and treat yourself to one of the oldest restaurant chains in the country. Steak and Shake, famous for original mouth-watering steak burgers and hand-dipped milkshakes in a variety of flavors. For some old-fashioned fun, try Steak and Shake.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and now we go to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. We're getting a little bit of a break. We're not going to pass 110 today. We're going to get, our high will be 109, which is going to be a relief to us after all of these really record-breaking heat, that's for sure. Always fast, firm, and perfect, and cool in the race book here at the South Point. I do want to remind everybody out there that you produce the Linda Report that is available exclusively and only here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge to the customers because they love horse players here. And the Linda Report has your selections, and also you have a suggested pick four at the bottom of the sheet and a lot of different goody information that's available that is a key for players when they're playing the races. However, you do suggest sometimes key plays. And yesterday on that sheet, you had a key pick three play. Now, your key pick three play on the sheet from the fourth to the sixth race cost a total of $9, and that returned $267.50 when that hit. So we got to remind everybody there's more than just the suggested late pick four and the selections on the sheet every day. It's a comprehensive sheet, the Linda Report.
Well, thanks, Ralph. Yeah, we found the right combination. We had two singles and an all in the middle in that sequence, and the middle leg ended up having a 34-1 shot. So, you know, that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it sure did, and it was a $9 outlay in that, that's for sure. Hey, horses are winning the first 2 days at Saratoga from every place, even places like Finger Lakes, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I you look at this thing, and just yesterday you mentioned Churchill Downs, but you also had horses, a couple from Saratoga, and then one each from Keeneland, Gulfstream, Delaware, Finger Lakes, and Aqueduct. So you have to do the homework here if you're going to try and cash tickets at Saratoga.
Yes, and when you mentioned the two from Saratoga, that was from the special four-day Belmont meet at Saratoga recently, right?
Right, and those horses are doing well coming back out of that festival.
Yeah, it's a good thing there. Well, it looks like the track is fair. It looks like the turf course is fine. There doesn't seem to be any particular biases happening on the track so far.
Well, I thought on the grass yesterday it was tough to win on the lead. You saw these horses kick, and they really found they were getting a good hold of that turf course and accelerating. So right now, unless you get a real, real easy lead, I think you might have a little edge to sit back and make one run.
And, of course, Jonathan was reflecting that the sprint races were won by horses that were either on the lead or close to it. Speed was holding well on the main track. But that is normally the case, is it, at the most racetracks and sprint races?
Yeah, speed's always dangerous. The one thing you're noticing at Saratoga, if you get caught in a speed duel and you're down on the inside, you're going to take the worst of it.
Well, I know that it's a challenging card again today, John, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. You know, we got three stakes races. Unfortunately, Mysterious Knight scratched out of the Kelso, so that just leaves us a field of four in there. But this back half of this card is really interesting.
Okay, so we do have the scratches here, and I'll take a look at the feature races. As you say, the Kelso, which had an original field of six, but the sixth horse, Repo Rocks, was for main track only, so that thing is out. And as you say, number two, Mysterious Knight, who was the 8-5 favorite in the race, is now out. So you've got a four-horse field. It looks like it'll be a chess game among the jockeys.
Right. When you have a small field, speed is dangerous, and over a course that's not helping speed. So Talk of the Nation is probably going to control that race. And you have Carl Spackler coming off a dull race last time, but he got caught wide, and just it didn't look right, and he's a better horse than that. I expect him to run a better race today.
And, of course, in the feature race today, the feature for the two-year-olds, the Sanford, it's a shame that Menti had to pitch a fever and got scratched in the race. I was kind of anxious to see how this horse was going to run after that amazing debut he had.
Well, Ralph, I've had a lot of horses that I've owned that have gotten a fever when they drew the rail sprinting. So I don't know if that's the case, but he's a speed horse that was pinned down on the fence, and they'll just wait for another day. He reportedly spiked the temperature this morning.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's anything serious. We'll see him back later in the meet.
And, of course, in the feature, Diana loaded up with Chad Brown entries. The 11-horse Vente Valentine was in only for main track, so that one scratched, leaving a field of 10, and half of them are coming out of the Chad Brown barn. How do you see that race?
Well, I'm with John Hardoon. I'm really impressed, and I'm a fan of Didia. She looked so good winning last time during that festival at Saratoga. She won the New York, and she just lays her body down every time, and a mile and eighth, I think, is perfect for her. She's going to have to beat five Chad Brown horses. That's never easy. And you watch Chili Flag run, and the way she storms home every time, and yeah, she wants to beat you, I think she's the one you have to worry about late, and I think she gets conditions to order the way the turf course is playing.
Yeah, exactly. The way you were describing how the turf course was playing to those type style runners, if she grabs a hold of the track at the top of the stretch, you're going to be pretty good to try to hold her off, because she really has a great closing kick, that's for sure. Chili Flag, one of the Chad Brown trainees.
Absolutely. If it's a grade one on the grass at Saratoga, Chad Brown's going to be a busy man.
Well, Danny Gargan got snapped $1,000 for his rant in the winner's circle, or close to the winner's circle. He was waiting there for his horse to come back after he thought the horse should have been scratched in the opening day, Skylerville, so I guess he got his money's worth.
Yeah, that was the filly complexion. It was favored. She threw a fit in the gate, and I don't blame him, Ralph. You've got a two-year-old filly that had to be unloaded and dumped the jock twice, and I wouldn't have been against just scratching her, waiting for another day, and he's just looking out for his horse. So I don't have a problem with that, and I would think the ownership might help him cover that tab.
I think they should, and you know, I think the stewards should have a little bit of a little bit of skin to them, and expect somebody to be angry once in a while with some of their decisions. That's for sure, without slapping the guy with $1,000 fine. Anyhow, where are we going with the pick today at Saratoga?
Let's go to race number 5 at Saratoga. In the 5th race, number 3, Rebel Red, added blinkers last time. Really ran well at Churchill Downs. Figured out, I think, what he wants to do. Finished up well, got the win, beating Maidens. Steps in Allowance Company today. This is a very well-bred horse related to a couple of good graded stakes winners. I think they've kind of figured out the key with this horse, and we've seen the Churchill Downs shippers do very well so far. 5-1 on the program, number 3, Rebel Red, race 5, Saratoga.
All right, 5th race at Saratoga, number 3, Rebel Red, is John Lindo's pick for the race day listeners on the show. Don't forget, folks, it's a comprehensive sheet, the Lindo Report, right now here at the South Point in our racebook, free of charge. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, good luck today.
All right, we're going to squeeze in Rich Eng real quick here. Richie, we do have a connection now with him. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. My apologies. I'll just squeeze in a pick because I know you got Jerry J coming up.
Sure, go ahead.
Let's go to Gulfstream Park, race number 6. It's claiming 16,000. I'm going to give out a horse that's 8-1 in the morning line. Number 1, Barry the Builder. Angle here, this horse broke his maiden but ran a slower buyer speed figure than the race before. I think this horse can win right back, maybe light bulb theory, Ralph. So let's go with number 1, Barry the Builder, in race 6 at Gulfstream Park.
And I want to remind everybody, too, that, Richie, you have a sheet that's covering the entire nation. We went over all the racetracks that you have a selection in today. So you have a comprehensive simulcast sheet right now at the racedaylasvegas.com website. And in the 6th race today at Gulfstream Park, you like the one Barry the Builder, which gets Drayden Van Dyke, who's getting a new life down there at Gulfstream Park as well on the ride. So the 6th race, number 1, Barry the Builder. Let's build a winning run out of this one in the 6th race at Gulfstream Park. Hey, thanks a lot, Richie, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ron. Good luck, everybody.
All right, now let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, your thoughts about what you've seen so far at Saratoga?
Well, the turf course was a little bit closer. I think the horses who were vying for the lead early, particularly in the sprints, seemed to tire a little bit late, maybe. The main track seems to be playing pretty honestly yesterday. So, you know, the first day was a little speed favoring, maybe, and towards the inside. And now it seems to be honest. So, you know, it's becoming you really need a few days to decide.
Just to work in
one
the track,
thing I will say, though, is that, you know, we've had a lot of big prices in 2 days, and we've got a lot of short prices, and you do better with the big prices.
Yes, you certainly do. That's for sure, Jerry. And that's why they got to pick up the power pages that you produce, because those star horses and V horses are the ones that we're really looking for to get those big prices. That's for sure.
That's absolutely. Well, we had a nice V horse. It only paid $13.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll take it. We'll take it. That's for sure. Jerry, before we get your selections, you know, when we see all of these horses that are winning the last 2 days from all these other racetracks, we know that you don't do power pages for the other racetracks. So when those horses come into Saratoga, how do you apply your ratings, your numbers, to the horses from other tracks that you don't do?
Well, I make speed figures for all of the main tracks, Oakland Park, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, Gulfstream. I just don't produce a sheet for them. So for me, it's a matter of reading the speed figures for them within the same realm that I do for the horses from the New York or Southern California track. I will say this, though, is that it does take a little bit of fine-tuning, because sometimes because of the statistical nature of it, sometimes the horses, let's say, coming from Churchill Downs can be a little bit better than their numbers or a little bit worse, depending on the season, and you kind of have to adapt to that.
Right.
So far, I've had a pretty good, the horses at Churchill Downs actually have been running a little better than my numbers, which is interesting. And those adjustments will be made on the fly, but I do it the way I don't make up the numbers. The numbers the horses have
so
earned
so
and run on.
It really doesn't matter if you're covering a racetrack or not what your numbers. When they get into the past performances of the track you're doing, you apply it the same. Okay. Let's
guess. The other thing you have to remember is that some horses run better at one track than they do at another. That's horse for course. That's an aspect of horse racing that we have to kind of ferret out.
All right, we got.
Let's give you some.
Yeah, yeah. Like we got a minute to get two picks. If you want to give it to us, go.
I'll go to the six for our first play, Beach Cruise. Beach Cruise is my feature play. Sorry about that. The workmen are arriving. We'll take the 3 over the 169 in race 6.
All right, real quick, because I'll talk here. The 3 over 169, that's in the 6th race. Again, the 3 over 169 in the 6th race. Give me another one real quick.
Here's my assistant handicap.
I understand.
Let's go to the 10th race. Number 1, Mora, coming in from Woodbury.
Ah, okay.
Raced once at Santee. I kind of like this filly. I think she deserves a shot. Play the 1 over the 4, 5, 10, do some reverses. And, you know, I'm giving you small spreads. You should add in horses if you like them.
Okay. In the featured Diana, you like the 1, Mora, the 1, and you for link-ups for you would be the 4, 9, and 4, 5, 9. The 4, 5, may
four,
I
five,
set
ten.
4, 5, 10. I got to put the 9 in because they keep saying that.
Yeah, you better. That's for sure.
Right? It's the 1 over 4. Yours is the 1 over 4, 5, 10, though. Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm adding in the 9-2.
Oh, you're adding in the 9-2. Okay, that's good enough. Jerry J's Power Page, of course, for the rest at Saratoga. And we'll let you let your dog take care of those workmen and all that good stuff. And in the meantime, we'll wrap up this show with one more thing to say. And your dog can help you out if you want to, but go ahead and say it.
Have a great race day, everybody. He's a good dog.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.